Now what's the first spiritual fetter that must be broken if one wants to be considered an individual? Well, it's what is called in Sanskrit Satkaya Drishti. Satkaya Drishti. Sat is real or true, kaya is body, drishti is view. That doesn't help us very much. It's usually translated as personality belief. The fetter of belief in a personality. But it's a particular kind of personality belief. It's the belief that one's present personality, one's present existence, oneself as one is here and now, is something fixed, is something final, unchanging, even absolute. And one may conceive of oneself, thought of in this way, that one just continues as one is beyond death, or that one is just sort of chopped off at the time of death and ceases to exist. Satkaya Drishti is very often explained, especially by Western writers on Buddhism, in purely philosophical terms, as though this particular fetter consisted in a certain kind of philosophical belief, or belonging even to a certain school of philosophical thought with regards to the nature of the self or the nature of the I, as though it consisted in adherence to a certain doctrine about the self. But it isn't really that at all. We may say that this particular fetter is much more like a deeply rooted, largely unconscious attitude. And of course the attitude can be rationalized in philosophical terms, though very often it isn't. And basically the attitude is one of, I am what I am and I can't be changed. There's nothing that can be done about it. Suppose I've got a bad temper. But I've just got a bad temper. There's nothing that can be done about it. That's that. It's a sort of basic fact of my existence, my nature. It can't be changed. I was just born that way, so I've just got to live with it. And other people, presumably, have got to live with it. And sometimes people even take a sort of pride in not being able to change. And they even sort of almost boast sometimes, or used to, for I'm just what God made me. And what can I do about it? I can't help it. Just as I can't help it if I'm 6 foot tall and I've got black hair and blue eyes. Well, I can't help it. In the same way, if I'm irritable and bad-tempered, or if I tend to be possessive, I can't help it. I'm just made that way. That's what God made me. And maybe they even suggest sometimes it's a sort of sin to try to change God's handiwork. It's pretty good as it is. But we know that, of course, it isn't God that's responsible. It's our own self-conditioning that is responsible. But this is the sort of attitude, often unconscious attitude, that people have. I'm all right as I am. Not only all right, I couldn't change. I can't change. So you take what you are now as really fixed, really absolute, really ultimate. And, you know, we might theoretically admit the possibility of a bit of change here and there, but we can't really imagine any deep or basic or very thoroughgoing change in ourselves. If we think of ourselves as being really radically changed and then try to imagine what we would then be like when we're radically changed, well, we're pretty much as we are now. We can't imagine anything more than that or beyond that. So this is the first sort of spiritual fetter. That we are what we are and there's nothing that we can do about it. Satkaya Drishti. And this sort of view, this sort of attitude prevents all spiritual progress, all higher evolution whatsoever. And we can only become or begin to become an individual if we break this fetter. The individual, if he's a real individual, knows that progress of any kind means change. And change means that something must go, something must die. If you want to change yourself, it really means that you want to die. You have to accept the death of the old self if you want to produce a new self. And that's the only way it can come about. So if you can't accept the fact, or you can't recognize the fact that the old self has to die, must die, before the real individuality can emerge, then you're still fettered by this spiritual fetter of Satkaya Drishti. But if you can see that this fetter must be broken, if the true individuality is to emerge, if one is to grow and develop, then you accept this fact quite serenely and quite happily as a necessary condition of progress. So this is the first spiritual fetter that has to be broken. Satkaya Drishti, belief in oneself as something fixed and unchanging and given, as it were.